Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for the destruction of a marriage or some sort of relationship. We call it Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get it straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Yeah!
Got a word wrong in there.
Yeah. Oh, let's go. What's happening?
Today we have a lovely couple.
Oh,
we have,
are they lovely?
Yeah, we have Joey and Lauren, and they're trying to decide what their vacation plans are going to be.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, we're great at this.
Yeah.
This is good. Napa. All right, next. Actually, Lauren won the toss, so she gets to present her case first. Lauren? Lauren?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Okay.
She went on vacation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what's your case here?
All right, so my husband Joey and I, we've been married for a few years. Mm-hmm. We do not have any kids. And every year, we take a trip to my parents' lake house, right?
Oh, so
to
fun.
See my side of the family.
Okay.
Now, this year, my husband has been extremely busy at work, which is okay. And he's only allowed to take 1 week of PTO this year. But because he's been so busy, he wants to skip the lake house this year.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're giving his side. Why do you want to... Why do you think
it's important for him to use this 1 week?
Right. And he wants to take a real vacation. He doesn't want to go to my family's lake house because that's not a real vacation. He wants to go somewhere like Mexico so he can put his feet in the sand with a drink in his hand. And I'm like, the lake house is a vacation, right? Mm-hmm. It's the only time I get to see my family, my siblings, my nieces and nephews. And my husband's saying he just doesn't care because he's not on vacation mode when he has nephews climbing all over him. And because he feels like he has to, you know, be on for my parents, which I'm like, you're fine. We've been married for a long time, right?
Is this truly the only time you will see your family? If you don't go, you won't see them?
Yeah, because for the holidays, we go to his family's house.
Oh.
Right. So the summers we do with my family, Christmas we do with his family.
Do you get any time alone?
We live alone, the two of us.
Yeah,
we
okay.
Have kids.
But you know what I mean.
Not on the vacation.
Right.
Well, Joey, are you there, Joey?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. What she's basically given your argument, but what is why? Is it just that you just don't want to see family, or what do you want?
Well, I think she's presenting my argument a little bit not as well as I would like to present it. So, first of all, I do care. Okay, I care about her. I love her, and I care about her family. And she's right. I've been really slammed at work. And what did she say? She said she's been I was really busy, and that's okay. Yeah, sure, it's okay, but it's not great for me. I work my butt off, and I'm honestly getting just burnt out. And there's a reason why we don't have kids, babe, because, you know, it's a responsibility, and they're loud, and they climb all over you and me. And
it is. There is a reason you do not have kids.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're always, like, sticky and, like, running into things and stuff like that. It's just not a vacation for me, babe. So I want, yeah, just to relax and just wake up late and get a tan and something with an umbrella in my drink, you know? It just...
And you can't have an umbrella at the lake house?
But babe, do you realize my parents will be crushed if we don't come? And then they find out we went somewhere else on vacation?
Well, we don't have to tell them. We won't post anything. And we'll just say that one of us got COVID or something.
So one of us got COVID, and then if I FaceTime them, they're going to be like, why are you so tan?
You just put on a lot of SPF, then, and you know.
You both are adults, though, right? I mean, you could just make a decision and go, we're not coming this year. And but your parents are also adults, and they could, they can accept it or not, and you can.
But Joey, I want to get it straight. This, you have done this. I don't know whose side I'm on when I say this. You've done this year after year after year, right? This has been a tradition the entire time you've been with Lauren, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So in your head, you've checked the box enough times you don't have to do it this year. But in her head, we always do this, so we're going
to
do it again.
I have to go.
I gotta
say, it wasn't in our vows, okay? It was just something that we did.
Choosing to love you.
We've been doing this for 10 years. It's just a thing we do every year.
Husband... Yeah. Was being like Joey. He's not my husband yet, but he will be.
Yeah.
If he was like, yeah, I don't want to go hang out with your family, and that was the only time I get to see all my nieces and nephews and everyone together, I'd be devastated.
But don't you want to take care of his mental health?
I'd love to, but not at the risk of mine.
This is the 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text that number. Pick a side. I respect what you're saying, because it is. It's like, this is my happy place with my family.
And it's so important to me. Like, we're literally doing this trip. We're going to my dad's lake house with some of my nephews. And I'm like,
fiance was like, babe, we got to go somewhere. Like, you would actually be devastated? Devastated.
Family is extremely important to me, and I'm getting the same vibe from Lauren.
Would you go without him, your fiance?
Maybe.
Joey, is that on the table for you? Would you let Lauren go while you go somewhere else, or you want her on your vacation?
No, I want her on my vacation. You know, there are things that we can do on a nice romantic vacation, just the two of us, versus being at a mini family reunion, you know, with two different vibes. And
I think I know what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm drawing a diagram. I'm asking the question of the room and the listeners. Does a family vacation count as a vacation?
Depending on where depending on where it is. If I'm going to lake house, that's a vacation. We're cracking beers at 10 a.m.
A lake house with your family?
Yeah.
I think it is a vacation, but it's a different type. You're not going to get that relaxing.
He's only got one
alone.
Week. One week total.
What if they get blow it on that hotel nearby and they spend 80% of the time with the family.
I know exactly. Like,
it's still, because then they're, why are you leaving? Just stay. You stay every year.
Single
it's
thing
still,
is like a.
I don't know. I don't think it counts as a vacation, but I think it's what you. When you have kids, it's for sure what you do. Your vacations are just gone, because it's like you got to haul the kids around to hit all the different families.
They don't have kids.
I know. And that's what's interesting about this is you could. I look at you guys as like, you are free to do whatever you want, because you have no...
But she wants to see the other kids.
Also, if he doesn't want to go in the summer, then he doesn't get to see his family at the holidays.
Oh my God.
Because if he's taking away...
A record keeper?
Yeah.
No, if he's taking away her opportunity to see her siblings and her parents, then fine, but you don't then we're going to go see, mm-hmm. I'm saying my family.
What
our
is
family.
The score currently between you two?
Hey, I'm not a record keeper. I'm just saying.
You literally just
I want
did
my
a
cake
quid
and
pro
to
quo.
Eat it too. And by the way, you get done, Lauren.
Just 1 year. She's got it every single year.
And it
year.
Sounds like he gets that as well.
Yes, and we do Christmas every single year with his family.
Yeah, you don't have a ton of leg to stand on there, Joey.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Well, listen. I mean, vacation at the lake house with your family is not a vacation. It's you're always on, right? I'm in with my in-laws. I got to be on with the kid. You're on. Like, you are. You got to make sure everyone's, you know, grilled. Chicken is fine, and it's just it's yeah, you're cracking beers, but it's not a vacation. It's a high stress environment, is my perspective.
Okay,
I love them. Don't get me wrong, but it's not a vacation.
Let's hang on, guys. We're gonna get you a jury and figure out if you're going to Mexico or you're going to. You're very passionate, Erica, and I get it.
I'm really passionate because this is like not that my fiance has ever been like I don't want to go. He loves my family. I'm a little worried about Joey and Lauren.
But just 1 year, if he was like. Babe, I need this.
Then I would say, okay, and we'll figure out how to see my family at the holidays.
I think if it were reversed, Erica would be reversed. If she's like, I've been working my butt off, I need a break, and I deserve it, and I'm doing whatever the hell I want to do, you'd be like, go, girl.
Probably.
Oh, my God! You hypocrite!
No, but at the same time, my God, I understand. Thought. She wants to see her nieces and nephews. And it's like, when they're young, you only get so many years with them. You only get so much time when you're not their parent.
That's true.
And when you're working your butt off and you just need your toes in the sand.
Sometimes I want my little nephew to say, Aunt Erica. And it fills my soul.
All right. So choose your own adventure. Are they going to the lake house with family? Or are they going to Mexico to decompress? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Joey and Erica. Mm-hmm.
No.
I know. It's actually between Joey and Lauren, his wife. Every year they go to her family's lake house for a summer get together. But he's like, I got 1 week this year. 1 week total. Been working my butt off. I want to do something different.
Yeah, I want like a real break. Because I agree, it's not really...
I didn't want to say that because it makes Erica's eyes do a weird thing.
Oh,
because it's not a real vacation.
It's not because you are on. Have you ever like traveled with your spouse to go see your parents and you get into an argument right before they open the door and then you're like, hi, and you're like, I guess we'll talk about it later. And it's like, then it's just like...
Yeah, I have been there. Like, oh.
Yes.
That's not a vacation. Now, I'm torn because I think it's what you do as an adult. I think family.
You sacrifice your vacation.
I think
you're not a child anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. Before we even get into this, someone did text that said he needs to quit his job if he's only getting 1 week of PTO. And I agree. We should all quit our jobs.
Okay. Lauren, Joey, feel free to jump in with any of the jury members. We'll get an answer for you here momentarily. Let's start with TJ.
Guy.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah. How you doing?
We're good.
Good. So, I think there should be a little bit more of a compromise, but I would go to Mexico. I say Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes. Joey, you're such a dude.
Why? Why,
I
TJ?
I say Mexico. Well, I mean, every year, right, you go to the lake house. And so, and then every Christmas to his family, why don't they... change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So then.
So does this mean we get to go to Paris for Christmas?
Sure.
You know what?
Okay, you're calling audibles now and like.
You know what? Yeah.
Make new traditions.
I'm all for Paris at Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he has a PTO for that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call, TJ. Let's do. Okay. Lisa?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yai. I am on her side because, you know what? Family is family, and parents are not going to be around forever. And
if you could
split up the week and do maybe 4 days in Mexico or 5 days, and then 4 or 5 days with your family, I think that'd be really good. But, you know, if you
that's more than a week.
Up,
the math
fine.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the math doesn't. Math. We're all bad at math in here, but we can't. We're not getting 7 days out of your 4 days and 4 days and then travel.
Well, why not? You know, you just got to.
But this is also, they're young. Now is their chance to go explore the world.
Right. I know. But what if it was his family and they went to visit his family every year? And if he has siblings and have nieces and nephews, you know, like I said, your parents are not getting any younger and they're not going to be around forever. And that's just what it is.
This is what makes me so sad. I can't really
thank you so much because I feel the same way. And you know, but you know what? I would be open to doing half and half if that could work out.
Oh, it's just too much travel. You can't.
That also doesn't sound relaxing. No, it sounds like we're here and then we're there. And then we're here.
You just never fully hit stride anywhere. Like that's
exactly. Yeah. Can I just say that? I mean, that parent line is—it's totally valid, but it's the truth.
Just call it a
the moment, every moment
line?
Of every day, right? I mean,
like, Joey, it's real
off.
Life.
It is real life, but if they're not 90, then they like you can't. Yes, an accident could happen, but everybody does this. You just never know, and it's like. Right. Okay.
So are you going to reserve yourself for your entire life? Because you never know. Got to play it safe. Or are you going to live life? Because this is the only chance you have.
I don't think I should argue with Aaron on this one because I think she has more life experience with that than I do.
Correct.
I'll take your advice.
Kim?
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
Yai. You know what? I am totally on his side. I'm sorry. You know, you go on a romantic vacation. He's been working hard. You go on a romantic vacation, you have a great time, and why can't she go on her family to the lake house by herself? Why does she have to go? Why do they have to go together? Just because you're married, you do not just have to spend all your vacations together. I just think there's no reason that he has to go when he loves your family. Certainly, but why does he have to be there for every single...
I agree with you,
guys,
but...
Can I just say something?
Yes.
He's there for one vacation a year. One! I'm not even dragging him to anything else. It's once a year.
Right, I know, but this is his one time. And I don't think you should go alone. I definitely don't, because then the whole time it's like, where's Joey? What happened to Joey? And you're just like, he hates you.
The optics.
Oh, he's
of
working.
That.
No, but it's just, it's such a pain
or
in the
COVID.
Butt.
Maybe she can go another time, like between now and the holidays. And she can just, and maybe I'll get better halfway through. And, you know, like.
Okay, and then Joey still gets his way and gets holidays with his family.
Yes. Pascal?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I am on his side. Yay.
Yay.
Very simple solution. She goes and meets her family and spend a week with her family. He can say that because of his job and his work, he cannot take that week off. When she returns, they both go for a week in Mexico on vacation as a romantic holiday because he deserves it.
Oh, my God.
Mm, yeah.
Your accent got me,
dude. We're all going to Mexico with him.
Do anything romantic with him.
I'm French. I'm French. So trust me. That's how it works.
Can we go to Paris and stay with you?
There we go.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This room is spicy, so this should go really well. News. News.
No! No!
She did it!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is
I didn't
to
crack, everybody.
This is news. Or no.
Is me? You're not proud of her?
Yes. I don't think it's worth being proud over.
I mean, we're only 16 weeks into you being on the show, and you just finally got the song.
It's still
down.
A little pitchy.
It's very pitchy. That's why I don't like doing it. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. I think that's my first welcome to the program. This will affect no one but maybe Aaron. But Giggly Squad member Paige DeSorbo is leaving Summer House. I forgot the name of her show because I don't even watch Summer House.
Just
it's
now.
It's a Bravo show.
It was just like she was going, like she was speaking another language, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you take a guess what Giggly Squad is?
It feels like a kid's show.
Nope.
It feels like So the dudes with the weird things on their head.
The wiggles?
Yes.
No, which, okay, by the way, the new purple wiggle, so hot.
Hold on, that's not the wiggles, it's something else.
Oh. No, that's the
things
wiggle.
With the, one, oh. the head things on their the head.
Are you talking about Teletubbies?
Teletubbies! Oh, okay.
A Teletubby, definitely not hot.
Not hot. Purple wiggle, hot.
Wait, the wiggles were old men.
Yeah, no, this new, they have a new one.
But that was a couple years ago, right?
He's still around.
Not a, okay.
Yeah, he is kind of hot. I don't like him, though. Anyway, so yeah,
so Paige DeSorbo. So it's not a kid's show?
No, so Giggly Squad. Scene.
I have seen Paige DeSorbo. She's shown up on my Explore page before, I think.
I love her.
You're.
I'll leave it at that's all.
You think she's attractive?
She's cute. She's like, she's dark. Does she have dark hair, dark eyes? And yeah. Yeah, she's cute.
She's from your factory.
Okay. Maybe not.
If I'm thinking of the right person, I think maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
She's a New
sure.
York girl, so she's really leaning towards your wife.
So,
right
but
now.
What is the show about?
Well, Giggly Squad and Summer House are two different things. Summer House is the show she's leaving, and it was where people who lived in New York.
Nope. I tried.
7 years.
I tried. No,
after
you
seven
can't,
years.
You can't keep talking after the nope. I mean, you made such progress today, but you've been noped. So just, can I get just an ounce of credit?
You gave her time. You gave it a. That was a college
try. But then
try.
She just kept saying things and was like, meant nothing.
Just keep making up words.
And now she's not going to talk for the rest of the show. You don't have to be quiet the rest of the show. Just like that story's over.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I technically have two. One's really quick.
You are not allowed to do that.
I do because one's serious. One's just a quick thing that I want to get. Tom Felton is returning as Draco Malfoy in the Broadway adaptation of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Eh, I don't really care. But I wanted to get that out there.
She doesn't care, but she felt the need.
Yeah, because I woke up this morning and it was everywhere. And I was like, is this a big deal? No. I don't know.
There it is. I'm like, we got a room full of nopes.
So Erica's story says this will only affect Aaron. Then Aaron goes, my story won't even affect me. Like now, what
is news or nope for?
Okay, but my real one. TikTok has blocked the
Hold
search.
Hold on, since when do we get to do this thing?
You should wait for TikTok to go and then pick it back up.
Yeah, you don't get to just do two stories because.
So, are we counting that as a nope?
Yeah,
you actually
nope.
She noped her.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The newest season.
Nope. I don't have any, so keep going.
Oh. The newest season of Grey's Anatomy just got a little more.
It's still going.
Spicy as Ellen Pompeo stopped by TSA for. What did you think she had in her bag?
Saffron.
I've seen the story.
She was detained for over an hour.
It's you. So you said spicy, so I thought it would be a spice.
Is it a Bob?
No, it's not.
Oh, no, not a Bob.
And it's not anything illegal either. She was detained for over an hour
by TSA.
Why
would
she have a lawnmower in TSA?
No, she's a doctor. Does she have like scissors?
Wait.
Medical scissors.
She's not a doctor. This is the actress, not the...
Oh, I thought this was a plot in the show.
No, Ellen Pompeo. Just in real life.
Ellen Pompeo.
Was it a chainsaw?
Why would you have a chainsaw?
No.
I'm just going through sound effects.
I know. Yeah, what other ones?
Was it a chicken?
No.
That's next to chainsaw.
Was it a guy laughing?
Detained for 24 hours.
She was detained for over an hour by TSA for a bag of organic sunflower seeds, which triggered the bomb squad.
Oh, wow.
Shut up. Yeah. For real?
Yeah,
from like
she was.
That
they pulled
really
her out.
Fancy LA grocery store, Erewhon, where all the famous people do their smoothies.
Oh, is that where the strawberry is?
Yeah, the one strawberry.
The one
like
the golden strawberry where,
She claimed it happened in March, and she just shared the story, though. She bought them from a grocery store in L.A. So I don't know what they got in the food in California, but it's triggering the bomb squad.
Yeah.
Do we have time to keep going?
That at least affected maybe some people, right?
I love that story.
Okay. Technically, it's back to you. Would you like to defer?
I got nothing else. I want to know what her story
defer
was.
Mine does affect... almost everyone.
TX still has his nope, just saying.
TikTok has blocked the search for hashtags. Welcome to the program.
No, you can't do welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening. Sorry. Let me get to my story. TikTok has blocked the search for hashtag skinny talk because it was a tag that basically, it was a fast track to content glorifying disordered eating. That has become
really?
Like an epidemic. It is So gross. Not gross. People need help.
Is this partially inspired by all the supermodel snacks?
Yes.
What are the supermodel snacks?
It is insane like what is going on.
A tomato with cottage cheese on it, and people are like, and that's how I eat for the day.
Yeah.
For the day?
Yeah, it's Bethany Frankel walked in Miami Swim Week and the Sports Illustrated, and she looks so small, so people were like, I'm going to eat like her.
But not like healthy small. Like there is, I mean, and she I'm not trying to fat shame anybody, but like there is a way to look fit and small, but then there's sometimes when you're doing it the wrong way, you just look emaciated. And
there
like,
are influencers who, Eugenia, who like, it's amazing that she's still alive, truly.
Because she's just skin and bones.
Yes. But so it's been blocked. And instead, when you look at that hashtag, it takes you to mental health support. So that's awesome.
Ooh, that's very cool.
Who has a nope left?
I do.
Save it for later. You can't do it on that one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've made a big change in my life.
Doubtful.
And I, well.
You're engaged.
I am engaged. No, I think that everyone should be really proud of me for this one.
Okay.
I was glued to my Furbo notifications for a very long time. If you don't know what a Furbo is, it's essentially a baby monitor for my dog.
What?
There's a video camera on him. It can throw treats at him.
Are you being serious?
What? I'm so serious.
What do you mean camera on him?
Well, not like attached to him. No, it's at his crate. So if we're not home.
Okay.
It's on all the time. Yeah, I get to explore the world like
Swanson.
Well,
there are the videos where dogs are carrying around like a GoPro and it's like facing them. They're really cute. And they're like running around and their ears are flopping.
You wouldn't want your dog's view of the world though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. I want to know what it's looking at.
What happened when it's time to like clean up?
Like lick its butt?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just skip over that video.
Yeah, but you'd get to see the beginning. You'd be like, or when he's greeting another dog. Hi, okay. How are you?
You have to go there.
Wait, we were being cute.
No,
yeah.
You ruined it. Like, because you guys don't think about the unintended consequences. Yeah. There's going to be
a dark side. I said he holds a GoPro in his mouth.
Oh.
You can take it out.
Yeah, but you said you wanted to see the world through his.
Yeah.
Okay.
The world, not his own beehole.
That's anyway. Not all they lick while they're out there.
Okay. I thought you guys would be proud of me because I turned off the notifications for my Furbo.
Oh,
it used
yeah.
to tell me if Swanson was barking, crying, awake, moving.
You were that big of a helicopter mom?
I was. And it was impacting me at work because obviously I can't just like go check on him.
So all those times you like I'd be trying to talk to you and you're looking down at your phone.
Often
I thought you were talking to your fiance.
What? No. My fiance is fine.
He but doesn't have a Furbo. You can flick a treat at him.
No, don't do that. But he is the one who would be tending to the dog because he does work from home. So sometimes I did have to text him like, hey, the dog's crying. And that's annoying. Imagine working from home and getting texts that the dog is crying.
That made me shiver.
Yeah.
The helicopter.
Well, that I'm sitting. Yeah. Because he's sitting at home hearing the dog barking.
Not doing anything.
Or perhaps trying to.
Right.
And you're like, from afar.
Okay, the dog's barking.
Yeah. Like, hey, just as so if you know. He didn't know. I'm aware of the sins I have done here. But okay, so like, here's the fun thing. I turned off the notifications like last week. Friday night, my fiancé and I are at dinner. Suddenly he goes, I think we got to go home. And I'm like, why? We're having this amazing sushi dinner. Why? He's like, I just checked the Furbo. The Furbo's been knocked over.
Oh no.
Remind you, Swanson is usually in a crate. Thank you.
Sorry.
Swanson's usually in a crate or always in a crate when we're gone. So I'm like, well, maybe I bumped it on the way out and then like it just finally like
because the Furbo is not in the crate. It's right on the outside.
Right. Okay. Right.
But when you fling a treat, does it get into the crate?
We don't typically fling treats.
Typically, have you flung a treat?
I have pressed the button with no treats in there before to make sure Swanson was alive and breathing because the sound of it would wake him up.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Do you understand what a crappy dog mom you are?
Wake up! Don't freak out! You okay? All right, back to sleep.
Right? That's exactly what she did. That's psychotic. You're psychotic.
I know, and I'm working on
it. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I turned off the notifications.
That's good. Did Swanson knock over?
Okay.
Or did he rebel?
So we actually rush home because my fiance is suddenly like,
you
someone
left Izakaya
no,
Den.
No, we were done paying the bill. We were going to go somewhere else for a drink. God. And we're like, let's just stop at home and then we'll go somewhere. So my fiance is like, someone broke into the house and they stole our dog and they knocked over the Furbo in the process. And I was like, you know, we weren't thinking straight. We could have checked the camera on our way home. It records things that happen.
He's worse.
Yeah.
I thought you were the bad one.
Right.
No, he's usually great. So that's why it was so alarming.
So let me just get this straight. There's a band of thieves sit around and wait for you to leave. I think they got a little wiener dog in there.
Yeah.
And they waited. They're like, looks like they're going to be gone for a bit. Let's go in.
Right.
But they've got a security camera on it.
Right.
Better knock that over.
Knock you over on our way in. I got it. Hold on. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got home.
Yeah.
Dane, my fiance, opens up the closet door where Swanson's crate is.
Wait, you blaming
him? Why is he in a closet? Is Swanson Harry Potter? What?
I shouldn't have disclosed that. Anyway.
You come off as this hyper concerned. What?
I love my dog so much. He's in the closet. Yeah.
Well,
I don't hear him in the well anymore.
Thing, guys, because he broke out of his crate and was sleeping on my clothes in the floor in the closet that were on the floor.
Busted.
Turns out I didn't lock the crate before we left.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
What are we calling this thing? Are we looking for weird house rules? Are we looking for traditions? Or a little bit of a mix?
Like weird things your family did growing up.
Like?
Well, it was kind of a house rule. You couldn't have a soda before 10 a.m. Saying it out loud, I'm realizing that was simply a health encouraging
kids. I do not.
It's not even that late. That's pretty early still.
It's very early.
I'm just going to say this, and I want to say right now, I love Wendy's. They do a lot of stuff for us. They're a great company. There's one right here.
Tread Easy.
They've
I love Wendy's.
They've got a new commercial that it's just like, ain't nothing better than that morning Coke. And it's like, they're showing all these people going through a drive-thru getting a 32-ounce soda. And I'm like,
there's
Erica's family was right.
There's a lot of people do that.
What are you... You can drink a soda in the morning?
They get like a 32-ounce, specifically McDonald's Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And you know who else loves to do that? People in Utah.
Yeah.
Who don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
What? Hold on. You can have caffeine, just not coffee?
You can have cold caffeine.
That's not really a thing.
No, that's a very Mormon thing. And no offense to anyone
caffeine?
Mormon. Actually, you could call in and tell me I'm wrong. It's like you can have soda, but you can't have coffee. And I don't think tea.
So Hack can be over there shooting up Baja Blast.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. 6 a.m., baby.
Oh, my God.
I got hooked because when I used to work at the golf course, we would work a 6 to 2 shift, like the early morning golfers, and then our boss would buy us breakfast, but there were never any drinks except for the soda. So I would have a can of Mountain Dew with my pancakes and eggs and stuff.
That's disgusting, bro.
At like 6
bro.
In the morning?
Best. It's the best.
That's disgusting.
The earlier in the morning, the crisper the dew. I live my life by it.
Oh.
It's not like the morning dew on the flowers.
It is.
It's I don't not. Think you know. It's different. I'm sorry I began this.
Your parents were geniuses. That's a weird rule.
And I don't even know if they like hammered it into us. It's just that probably one time I was like, I want a Coke right now. And they were like, no.
No,
like it's 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
We had another kind of a soda adjacent one. My grandpa built us a, like it looked like a podium basically, but it had a big bag attached to it with like a lid. And every time we would finish what? A can of soda, you would do two things. You would take the top off of it.
Oh, yep. Pull tab.
Put that in a bucket.
Okay.
Because that went somewhere. I don't know. I don't know that we ever took it anywhere. We
there
just,
was
the
a time where we just wanted to show how like, it was your accurate representation of what a defiled human you are. Just that, like, you don't want to keep all your cans, but if you just keep those, you're like, look at that. That's like 10,000.
No, but carbonate. I thought you got like credit or points or something for it.
By like returning
pop,
them?
Tops.
Yeah, the
pop.
I don't think
box
so.
Tops?
Okay. Oh, but, that's what and then, so that was the first thing. You pop that part off and then you put the can in the big bag of the podium and okay. There's a little sticky note where you, then you keep track of how many cans are in there.
And then what was done with it?
Oh, when it got full, you'd, take it in. And I don't know.
Start over with the sticky note?
Yeah. A new one.
Okay.
That's the weirdest tradition.
That's what
ever.
We did with every can of
just
soda.
Just when the bag is full, how you don't need to know how many are in there. Why
right,
do you
like
need to know how many are
full.
In there?
I don't know. Yeah.
But maybe they were collecting them for change.
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know. It was like a
for environmental change or
no, just quarters.
Everyone in our family had one of these podiums. It's just the way it
everyone
was.
Everyone in your family?
Yeah, like my grandpa
did?
Made them. He built them with out of wood.
This is exactly what we're looking for. That's a really strange tradition, as equally strange as like...
And it feels weird now just recycling a can, because I'm like, I got to keep track.
I got to put it in
the
podium.
Because that's just how we did it.
So you don't, but you do, you don't have a podium with a
no,
ticker.
Not currently. But if I go home for like the holidays...
It's still there?
I will do it, yeah. A lot less cans in it now that I don't live there anymore, but it's still
all
there.
Right, here's the deal. We want your weird traditions, and I just want to bring up your weird rules, your weird traditions. I just want to bring up poop knife. And we're going to talk about poop knife, but like, if you've got a weird tradition or weird rule at your house, we'd like to talk about it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. You look perplexed by the words poop and knife, Erica.
Because I'm so upset. I've never heard of this in my life.
We hadn't either until we were doing a show one day and somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, the poop knife. And you're
someone
like,
called you. This
yeah,
wasn't
so.
In
yeah,
one
yeah.
of your
years
homes.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like,
I actually feel like I'm going to be ill because I'm imagining what you do with a poop knife.
Yeah. What do you do with a knife?
Cut things.
Yeah. And it's called a poop knife. So what do you think you're cutting?
Why? Who's taking poops that big?
Here's the thing. My 5-year-old nephew has clogged toilets at least a dozen times.
So you have a poop knife?
So we have a poop knife.
Wait, how big are the poops coming out of a 5-year-old?
Do not put your arms closer together, T-Rex.
You would be surprised.
Here's the... So like that's... Poop knife is a good example of something we'd like to hear from you. I remember one time when we brought up poop knife, somebody called in and said, we have something similar to our house. Do you guys remember what it was?
Was it a poop spatula or something?
Poop scissors. Oh, yeah.
That is so much grosser because you know they get stuck.
Because it's like stuck in. Yeah. It's like in the little... It's just like in the little hinge.
Yep. And then so every once in a while you have like a eyebrow hair that's too long. You're like, just
and you grab the poop scissors. You're like, oh, why do you smell weird?
Also, where's this knife kept?
I would assume in that weird drawer where the Kindle is. Yeah.
I want to go home.
You cannot. I have poop bolt cutters is what I have.
Really hard poops, lots of fiber there.
Or iron and fiber, yeah. It's like, kapong.
Ew, I'm going to be ill.
Can we talk about scissors, though? Not about poop scissors.
Okay.
Did your, like my mom sewed.
Mine did too.
And I remember having a school project. And
were they orange scissors?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was using the sewing scissors.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, blacked out from that beating.
Yeah.
You don't touch the sewing scissors are not to be touched by mere mortals. That is a fact.
My mom sewed.
Nothing?
I don't know. Ask her.
All right.
Can we have her number?
I agree. I remember the exact same thing. Like, those are off limits because they cut the fabric. They like,
Are they just sharp?
Yeah.
They're just stupid. Aaron nailed it. It's the orange handled ones. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to touch them.
I remember a rule that was like, I don't know that it's weird, but it was just like ingrained in us so much growing up was you never run at the pool. You never run it, which we all know.
That's a real rule.
But I remember ingrained in me so much that one of my friends, Will, when I was in like first grade, he broke his arm running at the pool. And I remember being devastated and saying to my mom, why would he risk it? Everyone knows you don't. Why would he do that? Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around a kid just being a kid.
I had a friend. I think she was running and she bonked her chin and it was bleeding. And my dad she fell into the pool. It was a whole thing too. And she was running at the pool.
Why would she risk it?
Why would she risk it? She's alive.
Everyone knows.
I just want to read one from our list of weird rules that somebody sent in. On every birthday, you get a hair pulled the amount of years old you are.
And then add one for luck and for next year.
What? So on your 14th birthday, they stand there and pull 40. 15 hairs from you.
What? I've never heard of that.
That's a quick way to go bald, Slacker.
Yeah, how old are you?
Oh, this hurts. I cut my hair with the poop scissors.
I hate you.
I can't stop picturing how caked they would be.
No!
All right. If you have a weird rule, by the way, Aaron just did the
new. I did.
See, I'm not the only one who does it around here.
Weird rules in your house, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, well, hold on. If that text comes back, we need to hear that.
Oh, I've got his response.
Oh, you do?
So I texted Dane, my fiancé.
We're talking about the weird rules in your house and weird things, and we got to poop knife.
And I said, have you ever heard of a poop knife? And he said, haha, is this a dad joke? And I was like, no, this is a horrible,
this is a very real thing.
And he said,
please don't go.
What is it? And then I had to explain. And he said, really? Or are we being trolled? Because that seems like whoever would buy that. I don't think he realizes it's not like a.
You don't get a special one.
Product. Yeah. But he said they either need a new diet or a new toilet or both.
I'm just curious. Don't you think, is having a lot of poop, wouldn't that be a good thing?
I think not if they're like that.
Really? If it's like.
Like a log? Okay, I can't talk about this.
Well, we actually had a listener call in, Beth. Oh. Shout out to Beth. She wanted me to pass along that you don't need a poop knife. Her family used the poop hanger because in her words.
That's disgusting.
Well, in her words, you don't need to get that close to it is what she told me. And I
appreciate that.
I told her
but then you're like, you're cutting it like it's cheese. Like you know the weird little thing you cut cheese with?
Yeah.
Yes. So you're doing it like that?
Where's
like
my
with a dry cleaning?
That's it's a real thing.
Also, do you think she wanted you to use her name on that one or
she told it to me. I don't know.
Poop hanger.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay. Well, it's too late for that.
Okay.
We did get a text saying vomit bowl. And at first we were confused. And then they said, AKA popcorn bowl. And I remembered absolutely. We did that. Our popcorn bowl was the vomit bowl, and it was Finding Nemo.
Is it just because it's the biggest bowl you have in your house? So.
But also, couldn't we have just all bought a second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll go in the washer.
It's so gross.
I'm just... So, but did you ever barf in it, or was it just the comfort bowl to have in front of you?
Absolutely, barfed in it.
I hurled in that thing. Different one than Aaron's, actually. We didn't
Not Finding
together.
Nemo. I would always feel bad, because I'm like, sorry, Nemo.
Was Nemo inside of
him? He was on the very bottom, yeah. Oh. He got the worst.
So you'd look at Nemo in the eye while you're hurling onto his face.
And then all of the other fishes were on like the rim of the bowl. And it's like, are they going to drown?
In acid.
Gosh.
In stomach acid.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing that we were talking about when we first brought this up. And I don't think we said it on the air. But I had a friend who wasn't allowed in their formal living room.
Mm.
Yeah. That was the rule in the house. Like literally... I was at his house. He lived in Fox Hill. Shout out Fox Hill. It's like the expensive neighborhood in Longmont. And I didn't know any better. And I just like strolled through the formal living room on my way to the bathroom or something. And then he came through and he's like, did you walk in that room? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, your feet print. Like, what?
What's They're the there. Point of having a room
know.
In your home if you can't use it?
I don't know. Like
what? Your footprints?
So then we had to get the vacuum out. And try to duplicate the peaks. So what? you go forward and hit the wall and then pull it back at a 45. So you have little
Yeah.
I don't want to live peaks. This way.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Your mom's like, how was your friend's house? And you're like, the worst.
We vacuum.
We clean.
Yeah, I did chores.
But I mean, it's the same with the formal living room or the formal dining room. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in those either.
What's it for?
I have one. Don't have a big enough house yet.
Yeah, but what should I do with mine?
I don't know. You don't ever use it? Even like Thanksgiving or like a big
holiday
meal. No,
we eat around the island.
Really?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. We have to end this because if there's something else about poop night, I'm leaving the room.
The FCC
is. This text came in. My parents had the rule that we were not allowed to pick up dogs. That was because on two different occasions,
my
brother dropped a dog down a flight of stairs. And we didn't want to risk it anymore.
Why did you risk it?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
First things first, I would like to say, I don't think it counts, Erica, towards your Oh my God. Now I'm second guessing myself.
Colorado.
You know what, though? Lots of people in the comments saying Colorado.
Rod?
Rod.
I think if you say it fast, it doesn't really matter. Like, that's what I figured out about the last conversation we had about this. If you just go Colorado, it's like, that's...
No, I heard it.
You did?
Yeah.
Colorado. I never say rad. I never... I always say rad
because when I say rod, I have to focus and like keep my mouth narrow to do it.
Here's the thing. We're off on
it
a tangent.
Feels so weird. Sorry.
Okay,
so the Colorado... Doesn't sound as good. List, which Bojo's was never on.
But Bojo's was supposed to be the official kickoff.
Honorary mention. Right. And you know what? Technically, I haven't done anything for it yet. So today's Bojo's at work.
Yes, we got Bojo's at work.
Kind of a kickoff.
And it was good. It's different when you're there. There's something different about it. But entire show got together and we all enjoyed some. Wait, hold on. Let me think about it.
One, two, three. I think we were missing one.
Who didn't?
I stopped by.
Who boycotted the Bojo's?
There.
Somebody and I want Bojo's to know that TX refused to eat your pizza. So next time his family rolls in, you refuse him service.
Mm-hmm.
I will send you pictures of him.
I brought a lunch. Ate the lunch. Got the email about Bojo's, said second lunch. I can't even eat the crust, but I peeled everything off and I still ate it.
A little bit horrifying when you put it that way, but that's okay.
But so TAC, I want you to know that I'm going to have you banned from all Bojo's locations.
That would be so cruel.
It's cruel because...
Well, can we reenact what happened? Because that was the real moment.
We're all enjoying it. The three of us, Slacker, Aaron, and Erica
are
standing there.
We're around the kitchen island.
Right.
Having a good old time.
Just, you know, chatting it up.
Yeah.
Frozes.
No, they're
talking
no
about
frozes.
Our husbands and how they just don't do anything around the house.
None of us have a husband.
Okay. And then TAC tromps in. Dum, 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 dum. I knew it! And then stormed out of the room.
Dum, 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 dum.
I didn't tromp. I didn't storm.
You stormed out.
You stormed out. Yeah, you're selling it a little.
You walked out with vigor.
You walked out yelling.
Yelling?
I knew it!
No, I walked in, I saw the spread, I said, I knew it, and I walked out.
And what was that about?
And then Slacker yelled, oh, I don't even want to say what he called me.
HR got involved, actually.
Oh my God, all the department heads for the radio station are in a room adjacent to where this is happening, and I screamed something really vulgar, didn't I?
I think so, yeah. I'm not used to it.
Several things.
Was that today? Was that yesterday?
Your beef ball, bro?
I knew the spread was going to be a bunch of weird pizzas. Quick, what was one of the pizzas? Quick.
It's called a mother load or something? I just said it. I do know.
Well, that's weird.
The next one was chicken bacon ranch, and the other one was ground beef and jalapeno.
I think it was like burger jalapeno.
Yeah, like burger. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like cheddar, like a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Do you know what ground beef is?
I'm trying to prove a point. There was also a mac and cheese pizza.
It was more of just mac and cheese inside
and then,
a pizza
crust.
Like a
bread crust. Bowl kind of thing.
Green sound like chili. You're all in agreement on what they all are.
We all, yes, because they were dope. It was Bojo's, bro.
I know.
Could be dog turds on a pizza.
What do you wish had been there?
All right.
Oh.
No. This is, I just want to say this. I said off air, you and your quirks, and then you snapped again. You acted like the little petulant child you were downstairs. We're like, I knew it. And you're like, quirk.
I don't have a quirk. It's not a quirk at all. I'll go down fighting till my last breath. This is not a quirk.
Bojo's Pizza, downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You won't eat it because...
If you are ordering food for a wide group of people, you order food for the widest amount of people to enjoy.
Was that wide or white?
I heard white.
Yeah.
Wide.
No jalapenos.
Wide. So that means there's at least a cheese. There's at least a pepperoni.
A cheese? We're going to get Bojo's and get cheese.
There's at least... Same with donuts. You wouldn't just get all jelly. You would get a wide variety. Slacker, I'm having a party.
I'm with him on the donuts. F jelly donuts.
Thank you. Slacker, I'm having a party. I'm going to have every flavor of Mountain Dew there. I'm going to have Baja Blast. I'm going to have Livewire. I'll have Code Red. I'll have even regular, maybe even a diet.
Why do you know this much about Mountain Dew?
Well, because that's what I like. And Slacker should have to be forced to eat that because otherwise he's a petulant child.
Oh, so now he's keeping receipts right now, isn't he?
He's got a little book.
Oh, you don't like it? You don't like Mountain Dew? What's wrong with you?
Your little Mountain Dew quirk is another one of your quirks.
I don't think those are quirks, though. I am on T-Hack's side. There should have been at least just a basic cheese or a basic pepperoni.
You do not get cheese pizza.
One or the other.
Do you know what cheese pizza is for?
At least you can peel the pepperonis off.
Thank you, Erica, for being the only person reasonable in the room.
For a
New
reason.
Yorkers text in 303-222-5423.
Oh, that's right. There's so many
anti-cheese pizza.
Are you from New York?
Rhetoric.
Is anybody on our staff from New York?
My wife.
Is she on our staff?
No, she's not. I might not be any longer either.
Yeah, after this?
Oh my gosh.
This is...
I go somewhere where they respect me, where they appreciate me.
You don't...
If you're ordering for a group of people, you try to make the biggest group of people happy as you can. That's not what happens
but
when we order Bojo's.
Saying.
We get the most random pizzas possible that you guys are pretty sure what they are.
I know exactly what they are. You just... You're like,
hamburger with a cheese with a sausage. I don't know. A sausage. That's another one.
I've got a question for the room.
Oh boy.
What was the Bojo's pizza I was supposed to have?
I think it's about experiencing it.
I thought it was like a Colorado pie.
That is the Colorado pie. It is because the crust is huge. That was it. No, that was it. Like
the crust. Yeah.
The crust
is what makes it the Colorado
honey?
Pie. And then you put the
honey. What on earth?
No, do not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I didn't know that there was anything left to happen.
What are you doing?
But my, you're only like 30. And I,
okay. Just like, don't give up. Don't do it.
No. My fiance and I are taking the next step in our relationship.
And oh, my God. I almost had to. Hold on.
They have a puppy. You're pregnant.
No. Is that what you were thinking, Slacker?
No, I know you're pregnant. Yeah.
That's not that's, like if you're
that's gross.
Somehow, like
I've been
right?
around pregnant women before. Ugh. You're pregnant.
Okay.
You, like, no. every day.
Start rumors.
No, but like every day, she's like, I don't know. I've been nauseous. I don't know. I feel kind of dizzy.
Guys, mm-hmm. I have to pee. Hold on. Yeah. Can we?
I didn't know that peeing meant I must well, be pregnant.
The baby's pushing on your bladder.
It wouldn't even be a baby yet. Well,
I don't know. We can debate that later.
Okay, let's get off the pregnancy thing because I am.
Look, you get all kinds of humor here on the Slacker right. Show. I want to guess. I know you want to say, but it's like you're already engaged. You already live together.
You have a dog.
Mm. We do.
You're gonna poop in front of each other.
That's disgusting.
That is a level, though.
You've traveled together. I'm for jumping sure. over his.
Yeah, thank you.
You're jumping over the poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually going. That was her picking her heels up over it. If you poop in front of your significant other.
Ew. I think it had, like, I am the person who, I do think that this is something Tiak and I do have in common, despite my multitude both? Of divorces. Mm. I think we like to keep. There are dudes who are like, Dutch oven. Oh, this is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Like, I want my significant other is on a pedestal. I don't want her to think that I poop mm-hmm. or fart or barf. Like,
you don't fart in front of your significant
no,
other.
No, God, yeah. No, that's rude.
Me neither. I'm with
well,
you.
My fiance could take notes.
Is he a?
He's a farter.
But then you are.
Not on purpose.
But then you still are.
I did it in my sleep once, and it was the first time either of us did it, and it ruined everything forever. Okay, we are so off the point.
Okay,
though.
So it's not pooping, no. And it's not farting.
Right, we've traveled together. Mm. We've met families.
Did you open a new bank account or something?
Ooh. You know what? We actually need to do that, so that
you
is.
Are going to commingle one. Your funds?
We are going to create a bank account where we put all our wedding funds in it.
You're not going to put your paychecks into one account and just...
We're going to have parts of our paychecks go into the accounts for wedding and house savings. And then eventually we'll probably commingle our funds. Why are you both kissing at me?
I did not commingle funds with my first wife, the 9-month long marriage.
Right.
And my, they'll say, my divorce attorney was like, 85% of the people that come in here they didn't commingle their funds. You, if you have 1 foot out the door, you have 1 foot out the door. Like if you're all, you gotta go all in. You gotta be like, my money's your money. Doesn't matter if I make more, you make more. We're together.
We're not married yet.
I know, but when you do.
Yes, we will.
I said,
we are going to open a joint bank account here soon so we can put all our wedding and pay house for the wedding saving first. Funds. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh, boys.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, the thing. Do you want me to just tell you?
Please.
We just want to keep tisking you
like that.
This is fun.
Like a metronome.
We need a, you know, we need a whole new thing where it's like tisk tisk, and people call in, and Tiak and I just go. Okay. What? Okay. We give up.
I don't think we're ever. Okay. I'm joining his Costco membership.
Yes.
Oh! Nice.
Okay.
What? Oh my God! Okay. Come into the water. It's warm.
Well. I mean, like, I kind of have one because he has one, but we're going in this weekend, putting my name on it and everything. Get me a card. Get me the app.
That's like, what do you call it? Common law. Common law married. You're married. You're married already. You don't have to do the ceremony. You're married. You're Costco married. This is the greatest day. Can I come? Can I come for when you do it? I want to be
you
there.
Okay.
No. He used to be a Costco hater.
I was never a hater.
You were.
I just don't need things in bulk, but now and I find
now?
A way. I don't know.
He goes every day.
I don't go every day, but
he looks at Legos. He looks at patio furniture.
Do not get me started with the Legos again.
They built one close to my house. It's hard to not stop.
He gets alcohol there every day.
Maker's Mark is so cheap there. It's unbelievable.
You sound like my fiance. He's really stoked about the savings on the wine I've been drinking.
What? Hold on. I had to get my laugh out. Right. Ready?
You're the worst.
Are you excited?
Like, yeah, I'm excited to be able to go on my own because I always have to go with him if I need to get something.
But what are you gonna go on your own and get? What do you think?
Maybe like face wash or the shampoo and conditioner I use.
Nice.
That's probably about it.
So you, what's the criteria toothpaste. For being added to somebody's Costco? Because you don't have to.
You
be married,
have to be in the same address.
All right, and we have been. For almost a year now.
Okay, so
my gosh, we've lived together for almost a year now.
Wait, but does it have to have the same address on your license?
Yes, I think so.
What if I bring a bill?
Yeah, you might be able to pull that off. Because I wanted to just add my
slip
mom.
Slip them a bill, they'll do what you want. Oh, like an electric bill. Got it.
Oh my
gosh. I tried to add my mom, but she lives in Longmont. It's like, but she lives with me. Like, but her physical, like some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Like, can I just get added to Slackers? But we I have to live. So I got
to
move in first.
What if you were to like ship an Amazon thing to his house? It says your name on it, but it has his address and then you bring that in.
I think you're probably wise to that.
I don't know.
I've still never been in because of this reason.
To a Costco?
I've never been in because I don't have a sponsor.
You can get it.
Or whatever.
Hold on.
Can't you get a free day pass?
Should we?
Yeah, but then they look at you like faker, you know? They know.
Literally need to go.
You've been lying to me this whole time. Like that's a big thing, man.
I've
I would
never
not
been.
Have
I've
let
always
you into
said that. I've never been.
What did you
How
what
would
were
I
you
go
about
in?
To say to him?
It's like finding out something weird. That's the weirdest thing. Like I let you into my life. And you've never
But
you
not
know
on
how,
your membership.
But are you kidding me? We can leave the show right now. I swear to God. I'll turn this show off. We will go right now.
And I can move in? What?
No.
You can add me?
No, I'll just take you. Okay, for
everything. See, that's the thing. Then you got to walk me around like I've never been in a store before. They're like, he's new. And it's, it's embarrassing. I need to get over that hump. That's
for
what it
everyone
is.
For everyone listening and everyone in the room, for T-Hack, who's never been in a Costco, I want you all to do this with me.
I don't like it on the other side.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I need help.
We normally don't. Yeah, we do. We always do this. It's time for an intervention.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Erin hasn't drank water. No. When was the last time you saw Erin drink water?
I keep seeing her drink other liquids.
Yeah, she's and, like, it's
what
bad.
Year is it?
I think, honest to God, like, have you seen her put anything non-carbonated, non-caffeinated in her body in the last year?
Okay, rude.
No. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just speaking truth.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen her with a water bottle once since I've been here.
Yeah, but what was in the water bottle?
I have two in my office right now.
Having water
filled with water.
And they're filled.
They're filled. I have my kombucha in front of me.
But they're filled because you haven't drank any.
Okay? They're very room temperature. Right. Like the most room temperature.
It's actually like the water in them is when you start tasting water that's been in there too long and you're like, something's wrong with this water.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Erica was just saying that we all do mornings wrong or something.
Yeah, 2 in 5 Americans are bad at mornings.
Can you explain what that means? Bad at mornings?
You some just, people, like 38% like of people, get out of bed later than planned. Some people rush through their morning routine and they skip breakfast or they skip showering or they go about their day without brushing their teeth. I don't like that.
Are you being serious?
That was 11% of people go about their day without brushing their teeth. By the time I come here, I've probably brushed my teeth 3 times.
Okay.
Okay. That's excessive.
That's some.
Okay. I have chronically bad teeth.
Maybe because you're wearing them down by sanding them 3 times a day.
But okay. Whose intervention is this?
One at a time. Why?
Because T-Hack says he drinks and like chugs water in the morning.
Everyone in this room is doing it wrong.
What do you mean?
No wonder I'm not drinking water. He's drinking it all.
You're drinking way too much, dude.
I don't think he is.
No, I don't agree. I think
slamming 3 full glasses of water right away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's great.
First one salt? Celtic sea salt.
No, it's not.
It should be.
It's just from the fridge. Just water.
Cold?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Cold water first thing in the morning is like, ah!
But I don't put ice in it.
Like your stomach lining goes like, what are you doing? Yeah. It's like getting a gut punch.
Well, but he also doesn't eat.
You can punch a babies? What are you talking? It's water.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Okay. I keep my blanket on me while I drink. What are you talking about?
It's cold. You don't.
But I don't put ice in it or anything. It's just like the whatever coldness of water.
That's still 40 degrees or whatever your fridge is. What's your fridge? Yeah. The average temperature of a fridge has got to be, I can tell you what a wine fridge is.
37 is ours.
That seems really cold.
That seems really cold.
That's so close to freezing.
A bunch of babies. What's going on? It's a fridge.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's healthy.
Is this a third intervention?
Yeah, yes. I think we're all not well.
I'm the only one who's doing...
37 degrees Fahrenheit is the average temperature of a fridge, but the ideal temperature is 40.
Wine fridge is 55. Wine fridge is 55. Look it up.
I feel like I want my wine colder than my water.
You don't want your wine. Like if you're just when storing it hits your tummy, wine.
I'm not fancy. I just want to chug it by the bottle. Okay, wait.
What is wrong?
I have another stat.
Okay, all right.
Aaron, would you say that you're drinking on average 11.5 cups of water a day?
No.
That is what women need.
If you're she drinks that in a month.
Small woman.
Yeah, a month.
I've known Aaron for 8 years.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you drink 11 cups of water, period.
No, okay. I know we're being funny, whatever.
No,
but like,
we're not being funny. This is an intervention.
No, it truly, like, I need to take this seriously. I'm aware.
Okay.
But I don't know why I have such trouble.
You have an aversion to water.
It's not an aversion. I just forget about it. And then I have my kombucha.
As you're sitting here, like, I swear, like, in 40 minutes, we're going to come back and you're going to hear her go, and she's going to open her fifth Celsius of the
Do those have alcohol in them?
Probably.
It's unclear.
Okay, so you know how when you reach for your kombucha or your Celsius, you know what that is? You're thirsty. Get water! Tell me why you don't like what
I don't know. I truly don't.
I think you got to train yourself. You got to start doing what I do, where you always have a Stanley in hand.
Yeah, but you're weird too, because you're like a 90-year-old woman with a bladder infection. I want to just have cranberry juice in here because you got to pee every. It's like half the time, if you guys play 3 songs in a row, it's because Erica is peeing.
No, I pee twice at work every day.
Nice! What are you? Are you really gonna try to sell that to this room?
Did you just say, what are you talking about? I really don't. I do not pee more than 3 times here.
It just went up.
But I did.
It just went up.
I did just do the math. Remember how I told Aaron she needs to be drinking 11.5 cups a day? I am drinking 20.
Wow.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to change the name of this because it's not daily, really. It's like the...
Kind of like every other daily.
Yeah, is there another occasional dirt? Nope, that doesn't work.
Odd. Occasional diddy dirt.
Yeah, what? Odd?
ODD.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Okay.
Well, you live to fight another day. It's the occasional diddy dirt.
It's a pretty sad title.
Where we give you whatever. If you're trying to follow the trial, we are following it incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Who's going first?
Go ahead.
Well, there was a witness on the stand. She detailed a traumatic incident. She claims that Sean Diddy Combs held her over a 17th floor apartment balcony.
Was this the assistant chick still?
I think so,
the Mia
yes.
chick?
Yes. It took place at the home.
No, I think this it was someone else.
Yeah.
Not Mia. A different unnamed person.
A different, okay, yeah. But it took place at Cassie's home is what he
Can you read claimed. That again?
He dangled her over a 17th floor apartment balcony, according
like,
to her.
That's, I almost said a
her
bad word.
Her name is Brianna Bongolin.
That's bat.
It's very crazy. And
it's attempted murder.
Like that's.
Yes.
It's torture. But, it's,
right.
But yeah.
To our point that we say often.
He's not charged with that.
So what? Charging with attempted murder. It seems. It sounds like that. You should get him on that. But then they're not charging him on that. So I don't know why.
He's going to walk away, you guys.
And that's what's. Because all this stuff is coming out. But it's not like.
Is all
clicking.
Of this just to damage his reputation bad enough that he can't work again? Like, is that the intention?
Done. Yeah, he's done. I would think that's. Well, I don't know.
You're certainly not going to, I'm not trying to be funny. You're not going to go to a party with him.
No, the white party is
over.
It's
just like anything is
she
over.
She went to a concert featuring Diddy shortly after the incident. And so that's how they're trying to discredit her.
Oh, because they're like, why were you there?
If it was really that bad, why'd you go to a show?
Gosh. Because people with money and power can convince you to do a lot of things.
For sure.
What?
What is the crime? What is
I don't know.
I'm not trying to defend him
no,
at all.
No, I know.
But it's like
that doesn't
I
feel
it.
Like it fits the human trafficking.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't
right.
fit like
the racketeering.
It doesn't I don't understand what we're doing here.
Yes.
Like I know you're listening to the radio going, you guys are idiots, you don't know anything about the law. But we've all watched enough Law and Order.
I don't really watch that.
Okay. Oh, something else.
Okay.
One of the other Better Call Saul, something. We've seen lawyer
Well, and this poor woman
Legally Blonde?
Oh, of course. What was that
I just
sound?
Accidentally hit the donkey sound. I'm not sure what happened.
Are you we're trying just, to call me a donkey?
No, it just literally, I fat fingered it. And now I feel stupid because we're in odd. And now we've got a donkey. So it's like odd.
Another little tidbit from the trial. The judge threatened to bar Diddy from the courtroom because he keeps interacting with the jurors.
Oh,
what
so,
do
that's
you mean
interesting.
Like, remember when he said, I love you, or like, there was some
he
weird
said
thing.
Said it or just mouthed
he's like,
it?
He's mouthing it, but then he like nodded vigorously like at the jurors when there were things going on that he basically.
He was
like
leaving.
I want you to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he mouthed something weird. It's not in this article. He mouthed like, thank you, or like, I love you to them when he was leaving.
And he's not allowed to do that, right? Because that's influencing.
I don't even think you're supposed to like look at.
You guys, I know it's really hard to do, but can we all just forget everything that we know that Diddy allegedly did, right?
Okay.
Before you knew all that, did you find him charismatic? Like, do you think you would have fallen under the spell? A little bit.
I don't know much about, like, he was kind of irrelevant.
No, because I always felt like he was pretty cutthroat. That was kind of the rumor around, like... That at least as regarding the music business, he was very cutthroat.
He was mean on making the band.
He was.
Yeah,
he was very mean. Yeah, they would have to like run around.
Lock him up!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When you work at a store, sometimes you stop the shoplifter. Sometimes you don't.
Okay.
Sometimes you just let them do what they're going to do.
And sometimes it's better to lie.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I've got a story out of Florida.
Let's go!
And it is a very Florida man thing to happen. So a man was stopped by the police because he was casually wearing a ski mask and carrying tools.
Okay.
And when they asked him what he was doing, he said, "Oh, I'm just on my way to watch my ex-girlfriend sleep."
What?
So naturally, they went ahead, they inspected his truck.
What?
Inside his truck, they found a backpack with duct tape, wire cutters, spray paint, and a sledgehammer.
Oh, this feels right.
And then you know what?
Average Tuesday.
I just thought, well, the deputies might want to know that I've just been going to my ex's house for more than 6 months to watch her sleep.
What? He's admitting this to them?
And then they said, well, what were you going to do with the tools? And he said, oh, I don't know, but I thought I'd bring them along just in case I ever considered prying her door open. He was charged with aggravated stalking, attempted alarm burglary, loitering, prowling, possession of
honesty,
tools.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
he's being held without bail.
Yeah, yeah, no lie, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You were right. Your little tease is perfect.
It was better to lie.
Yeah, just like, oh, also, I have a little hole dug over in the wilderness over there. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you, okay.
Yeah, the ski mask in Florida is a dead giveaway.
Right.
He's up to something. Hasn't snowed here in ever.
My story, not from Florida, but it's from Thailand.
I don't know an accent from there.
But you were going to do one?
No.
Okay.
So the people working at the snack shack out there in Thailand were suddenly confronted with a shoplifter. This shoplifter came in. He was an elephant.
What?
Oh. Yeah, apparently they just kind of roam the... They roam the earth out there in Thailand. It was apparently looking for peanuts. It's well known to locals for its
really intense.
Well known for its snack cravings. Cameras captured him munching sweets. Can somebody?
We gotta trim that.
Yeah. Cameras captured him munching on rice crackers, a sandwich, and some dried bananas before calmly walking out. He called him up.
Oh, sorry. I tried to do an elephant thing and it didn't go well. That's better.
They said he's a pachyderm snackyderm.
Don't know what that means.
You uncultured pieces of
pachyderm? What? Sounds like acne medication. Is that what it is?
They travel in packs. Is it something with that?
Honestly, nobody in this room knows what a pachyderm is.
No.
It's like the scientific thing. It's like genus, phylum.
And do you think we know scientific terms?
This was fun. Those. I'm just gonna let this play out.
Do this one again.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
I think we're included. We don't know anything.
For sure. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.